My Wild Country, written and illustrated by Faustine Brunet, edited by Blue Dot Editions. I live in a wild country. Pine trees surround me, lit by the changing seasons. The scent of their branches envelopes my home. Near the river, at first light, I catch sight of rabbits, deer, and sometimes bears. One day, as I open the front door, I see hazy pink clouds drifting by. As I watch them closely, they seem to catch in the treetops. Since these clouds have appeared, the animals have gone into hiding. I no longer see the birds mocking each other in the sky. The owls no longer call out in the night. The neighbors seem different too. They cough. Their gaze is fixed on the ground. They have lost the joy of looking upwards at the trees. Pink clouds slowly cover our wild country. The pine needles fall like drops of water as the trees shed their colors. What is happening? There was an accident in the neighboring country. They built a nuclear power station to make electricity, but it exploded. So, my neighbors and I decide to meet in the heart of the great forest. Without thinking, we begin to blow. Gently at first, then stronger and stronger. Gradually, our collective breath creates a mist that lifts through the trees. The mist grows and becomes a threatening cloud. Lightning arcs across the sky. Thunder rolls, torrential rain beats down. A river forms, carrying the toxic clouds towards a dry lake. Everything bad will stay there for many, many years to come. This kind of accident must never be allowed to happen again. A neighbor speaks up. Let's ask the sun, the wind, and the forest to help us. They are so strong. Their energy could replace the power station. Another voice rings out. Nature can light our way and warm us, as long as we show her respect. Let's not waste anything. Our wild country needs to be looked after. Our land slowly comes back to life. This wild country, so precious and so fragile.